Welcome to the National Lewis University Discover You podcast. I'm Keith Baltimore. You know, you often hear words such as mankind when talking about the human race, or man-made when talking about something made or caused by humans. These words can have another hidden meaning behind them and can serve as a subtle sign or evidence of who holds power in today's society. In this episode of Discover You, we are celebrating Women's History Month by talking with Emily and Crystal, two of NOU's students, about their thoughts on leadership from a woman's perspective and how that power dynamic changes when a woman happens to be the boss. Do we expect more or less from a female boss? And is the model for female leadership based upon leadership models learned from our mothers, grandmothers, and significant others? It's another eye-opening conversation coming to you next from Discover You.
So my name is Crystal. I'm a junior at NIU and I'm majoring in elementary education.
So my name is Andrea Avila and I'm a student at National Lewis University majoring in psychology.
So the first question I have for both of you is, what would be different if women ruled the world? Andy, what do you think?
I feel like women would rule the world in a way where people would feel more understood, because I feel like, and I'm not saying every single woman has this quality, but women tend to be able to understand people's emotions a little bit better. And I feel like we would be able to do a lot more to improve and change the world because of the fact that we're really good at understanding what people need.
You bring up a really good point that, maybe the way that women are socialized, we think more about other people. And so with that example of Michelle Obama, like focusing on health and fitness, what other areas do you feel like women in leadership are more maybe prepared to bring change to, or, you know, like where, what areas do you feel like, okay, if a woman was in charge, here's what would be different?
Maybe if you thought like a women leader, such as like a CEO, they would be much more able to, in a sense, take care of the people around them. So they'd be able to better collaborate with other people. And I feel like they would meet their needs a lot better. Hopefully that explains it.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know if Crystal has any thoughts on that.
I don't know. It would definitely have to be with like big, because I'm thinking like big issues, like one of them being I don't know how to explain it, but I think it would have to do with Congress. Like, I think people are looking for like a different branch to just have to deal with women deciding on things and not letting like men decide on these things. And it mostly has to do with like parenthood or like birth control and like women hygiene, that type of stuff. Only mm-hmm. women get to decide, not men. But then, well, it's based on whatever senators we have and that type of stuff. But I feel like for a long time, we've been looking for that kind of group that decides on only those type of things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that kind of points it out, but I definitely feel like we're looking for it because we know that if women were in power of those decisions, then it would be very different.
Yeah, I mean, because you bring up the fact that with things that have to do with women's bodies, yeah. You know, it should be women that decide what happens.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, and that kind of brings me to that next point, because both of you have been bringing up these ideas that women would be maybe more sensitive to issues that affect other people. Andy, you said maybe more like emotional intelligence or, you know, those kinds of qualities. So overall, do you feel like women make better bosses?
Yeah, well, I can't really, it's hard for me to answer the question because all I've ever been surrounded were females and males in the education field. When it comes to leadership, not so much as to like other areas, so I don't really know how to handle in other areas. Unless I've seen it like on the news and that type of stuff. So it's definitely weird. But like going back to women being more thoughtful of others. I do know that like for one of my assignments, it was mentioned that early on teachers were at like more looked to be female than male teachers because female teachers were seen as nurturing because of moms, obviously, because children would be more comfortable with going to school because they would see a female and then have like connection with their mom. Like, well, my mom's a female, she takes care of me. So then obviously my female teacher would be nurturing. But that was like early on, like back in like school kind of starting kind of days. So that's where that picked up. That's why you see more female teachers.
Let's transition to, I guess, successful women, either in your life or that you've seen in the media, and describe what they're like. Like, who are the successful women that you look up to or that you've seen be successful in leadership?
I would say my mom, because I look up to my mom. She works really hard. She does what she needs to do. She doesn't stop for no one. She is someone who also likes to help other people and serve, but she knows that there are limits and that she needs to have boundaries. What she is like, she is a really hard worker. Sometimes she overdoes it. If we're talking about characteristics, to me, she is kind, warm-hearted, but at the same time, there's this, since she's in a position, a lot of times she needs to be strict or authoritative, if that's the word, hopefully. And that's where I feel like sometimes there can be an issue, because when someone is being a little more strict on people and want to tell them what they need to do because that's kind of their job, people may not see the best way. And sometimes, specifically if we're talking about a woman and a man, I feel like she's had a few, I won't explain them fully because I can't. It's like her life, it's part of her own thing, but she's had a few disputes with men in her life, and that actually tried to bring her down within her career. And luckily she came through that, but I feel like she's someone who's persistent and who can take on anything and who has learned to serve, but to put in a limit within her boundaries, because there is a certain level of respect you need to give each other for your position or authority, and as well as like a human being.
That was very nicely put. Crystal, what about you?
I don't know actually. I know I have like a lot of like girlfriends who are really doing the most out there. And honestly, I feel like we really drive on each other to do the most so that we can show everybody else that females can do the most and are doing the most and that kind of stuff. But I don't really think I have like a one role model. It definitely has to do with what I see other girls doing. But much, I would say they're all leaders. Like, I have friends who are like opening up their mini businesses. I have friends who are like already like single moms, but really doing the most, like the most I ever could do, which is And I like when people tell me like, oh my God, you're doing so much like as a full-time student and having like these jobs. And I'm like, you don't even know like what these other girls are doing. Like you don't understand. So I would say that those are my leaders, even though they don't know it. But I feel like we definitely drive on each other, that I would say.
So you mentioned that other girls who are your leaders and that you don't have a specific one. What are kind of some characteristics that you see in these other leaders?
And like it would just kind of be like what were you saying like about your mom? Like they get really, they've had their challenges and been put down, and I know their challenges, and like you, like I can't say what their challenges have been, but they've been really life like changing situations, and they just still make it out in such positive ways that you just can't imagine, because they should. And yeah, like things like that, like you get put down by all these circumstances, but then you just show up even better than anything you could have been. Breaking boundaries.
Breaking glass ceilings. Watch out for all the broken glass. That's a really, it sounds like a really beautiful friendship that you have with those people in your life, that you can build each other up and celebrate each other's successes, or even be there for each other when things are tough. And I feel like you draw a really important distinction between, like, are you considered a leader just because you have a title? Or can you be a leader just because you're a single mom who has been through a lot and you've had to lead your own life? And that is more, you know, more than enough qualification to be considered a leader, you know? So I don't know, like, what do you all think about that? Like, do you feel like you need a title to be considered a leader? Or
I don't think you do. I mean, I'm not downgrading the girls who do have these titles, but I'm seeing it more like a personal perspective. Guys, I don't even know. It's definitely more personal than the people that I don't know. Like, again, like Beyonce. I wish I knew Beyonce to be like, yes, that is my role model. Talk to her every week and that type of stuff. But I'm definitely more personal, more into like keeping up with them and that type of stuff. But definitely, like, these are girls I've known like for a really long time. And that's what I would say, like, that's why I say like they're leaders, because of what I've seen they gone throughout the years, not just like from a 1 month perspective, or from what I've seen somebody online doing, you know, like those, like celebrities, I guess.
What's up, NOU? In the celebration of Women's History Month, NOU is hosting a field trip to the Greenhouse Theater Center on the 24th of March to watch the world premiere play, Mia, Where Have All the Young Girls Gone? Sign up by clicking the link in the description and entering your information. You don't want to miss it.
So I'm wondering if we can go into some popular theories about female bosses, and you both can tell me what you think. Kind of like thumbs up, thumbs down, agree, disagree. Okay. So the first theory is female bosses are tougher.
That's such a, I need more information.
You were kind of mentioning it earlier with your mom, whenever she is more strict, I think you said, firm about certain things, like, people can interpret that as like, oh wow, she's like a tougher, I don't know, like she has higher expectations, or, you know, something like that.
You know how I've seen people interpret that? When I started leading choir, there were mostly girls and only girls in the beginning. But then a few guys started coming in into the choir, and I noticed that there was a difference in the environment. Like, the way I would act sometimes would be seen as bossy, like like if I was somehow, like if I somehow disrespected them or did something wrong, for being authoritative and telling them, okay, we need to get through this, this, and this in this amount of time. And a lot of times these guys would joke around a lot about specific things. I can't say everything because I, from what I know, I can't always say everything. I have to be discreet about certain things. But an example I can give is like, let's say a guy sees a girl and he likes her appearance, but instead of saying it intelligently, the person says something along the lines of like mentioning one of her body parts or saying it in a disrespectful way.
AKA catcalling.
That's also, yeah, basically. Let's just say I've had several encounters with men. I can't call them men. Guys who have said things in a disrespectful manner towards me and how I look or in terms of body parts, either right directly at me or behind my back, thinking that I can't hear them. Several times I've been encountered with, like, it's kind of hard to talk about, but I've encountered guys who've gotten a little too close to me as well. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the moment you put those boundaries, going back to the female bosses are tougher statement, it seems like they see it, or some of them see it as something wrong. Like, it's wrong for me to stop you from doing something I don't want.
Mm.
And I say, in one sense, female bosses are tougher. I can't really say one or the other. Like I said, I don't like to generalize. But in a sense where women are kind of not forced, but more pressured to be more tough or more stricter, because there are people out there who, I don't want to call them predators, but I want to say, I do want to say that there are, is a lot more to be careful about in terms of when you're leading a group of people, and even more so when these people, when some of these people do have a difference in sexuality or gender and are unaware or are unable to respect you within the position that you have because of your gender.
Mm-hmm.
If that's the correct term.
But yeah. I'm so glad that you brought up the idea of, and again, I'm serving as your translator, but sexual assault, honestly, and it happens in the workplace. And women are seen as sex objects, even if you are in a position of power. It's just a reality that some people will, some men and some women, some people, just to leave it, you know, broad. And it's, you're right. It's part of like, it's sad that that's the case, but you also have to be careful. And you putting those boundaries is a way to protect yourself. So to other people, it can be interpreted as like, oh, wow, they're so strict or tough or whatever.
They're being difficult.
Right. Or bossy. I know you said when that's not the case. But Crystal, do you have any?
Their job.
Yeah. Right.
Like what back with like the body kind of image sort of stuff. So there is this thing I read on Twitter once where someone was calling out guys that like, just because she looks the way you want her to look doesn't mean you can't respect like the girls that don't look the way you want them to look. And I really feel like I feel like I saw that like a lot in high school. Like guys would only, cause it would be like those like, you know, trying to be cool guys in that type of group, like little wannabes, like they would only like obviously show major respect to the girls who looked the way they want them to, but the girl who was like super skinny, super small, kind of like, oh my God, you're so fragile. Like they get put off to the curb, that type of respect. And then they were calling them out like, that's not woman respect. Woman respect is about respecting every woman, not just the ones that look like you want them to look. Mm-hmm. With like the women are tougher, women bosses are tougher. I would say that's true. Because like, again, when I was a manager, like I had to be tough because I could not be tough, because anything that would have gone wrong in that store under my supervision was going to be on me and nobody else. And so that's one of the reasons why I couldn't let no games happen, nothing of that sort. So yeah, and I feel like if I would have gone into it like super soft or something, then somebody would teach me that I had to be tough. And not like as in like a teach kind of lecture sort of way, like something would happen and I would learn from the experience kind of thing. And that's what I didn't want. So I knew I had to throw myself tough out there in the first step. I have seen like not so tough like leaders or like controlling like a certain group, but it would definitely be like a reputation thing. Like they obviously have been in that position for a long time. And people know that they could be tough if they wanted to be tough. And that kind of thing.
Right, right. So it's almost like you can earn by your reputation, like you can come off as like being friendly on the front end only because people already know that when it comes down to it, you will be tough when you need to be. Which kind of, I actually forgot to ask you guys this question, or you ladies, do you feel like being nice or friendly as a female leader and boss makes you appear weak to other people?
I wouldn't personally, but I feel like other people would. Going back to choir, because that's the experience I have. I've noticed, so like in the beginning, okay, so I went through several periods in choir where I was very, very nice, but a little too much for my own good, to the point where nothing would get done, and people would overstep their boundaries in terms of respect, being respectful, and making sure that we got things done. And then there was a period where I started to be more strict. I started to show them more of like how I would be if I was strict. And there were a lot of issues there. I guess I feel like when I was friendlier, in a sense, it was easier for other people, and more so guys, at least in my experience, for them to step over their boundaries. But when I was stricter, it seemed like they somewhat respected me more, in a sense. Which was weird, but at least in my experience, that's how it's been.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's do one more theory, and then let's go on and wrap up. So this one I thought was interesting because we haven't really talked about this. So this theory says the queen bee boss is generally a bully to other women.
False.
Go ahead. There's girls out there, definitely not in my circle though. We only empower each other out here.
Good vibes only.
Good vibes only. But that doesn't say that there probably are girls out there who, I know like it definitely has to do with like if the older, or like not the older, I'm sorry, like the more popular you get, you are like probably getting like this really big ego inside of you, and it makes you like forget about other people kind of way. I'm not sure so much about bullying though.
Mm-hmm. And of course we're talking about like a leader, or you know, someone who's a boss, like has that title. And so now when it comes to working with other women, she may be a bully to them, or like there was another theory on here that talks about how they maybe belittle other women because they believe the negative stereotypes about women. They're like, oh, you know, maybe she's going to be too emotional. It's getting around that time of the month. So, you know, maybe not, don't like get assign her that thing, you know? And it's like,
doubt that. I highly doubt that. I mean, especially the statement you just said, that probably triggered a lot of people right now. Mm-hmm. I honestly doubt that. I could see that it's possible that a woman grew up in some circumstances that made her think like that, think high of herself and low of other people, specifically women in this case. But I, at least from my experience, and I feel like, although I have seen a lot of women put each other down, and I feel like there should be more support in terms of womanhood, sisterhood, like we mentioned in our club. I feel like women, at least not directly, would put each other down, is what I'm saying. And I feel like from what I have experienced, not many women do that. But I have heard of a lot of women putting others down, and it's kind of sad because it's like, this is someone you could possibly relate to in a way, and you're putting them down just because you have some kind of higher position.
Yeah. And like, to say really quick, like, I feel like it's more risky now and harder now. Like if you were like, have this higher, like let's say you have a really good business going on or something, the minute you go out and disrespect someone, you're canceled. Like there's already like 100 tweets about you, that kind of stuff. Like you're being called out to the extreme and there's nobody else supporting you after that. So I would say like, that's definitely something going on. And actually me and my friend were talking about this other day. Like we were saying like how toxic cancel culture is, because that's what they're called, like get canceled and that type
right. So I guess as we wrap up, what do you all think can be done to elevate more women to leadership positions?
Support and advocate. Am I saying that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And what does that look like?
Like congratulating them, even like with small little moves. So like I recently got this job position and my friend, she had to call me to tell me, yes, girl, yes, queen, and things like that. And my brother was like, why is she calling you like yes, girl, and things like that. But I definitely think that celebrating them is important to do. So if like you see any girl like really pulling out moves, then it's important to like text them, email them, congratulate them, any type of thing, like advocate for them. Even if it's not a super large group you're advocating to.
Kind of like what Crystal said, basically support them in any way that you can. When you see someone, a woman being successful in any way, shape or form, just letting them know, like, that's awesome. Like, it's awesome that you're going through this and you're doing this. And that even though there are several obstacles that we know about, that we have experienced as well as women, that these women have overcome it, and just letting them know that we're proud of them. We think that they're doing an awesome job. And honestly, they are. I firmly believe that they are. And another thing would be engagement. Through schools or organizations, being like advocating for other women in different organizations, clubs, just like in Built by Women. Just like in Built by Women.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Discover You. And a big thanks to our guest, Emily and Crystal. Boy, you provided some amazing insight. Also, don't forget to pick up your ticket for Where Have All the Young Girls Gone on March 24th at the Greenhouse Theater in the Lincoln Park area. It's an amazing production. You don't want to miss it. And to pick up your ticket, all you have to do is stop by the 6th floor student engagement office at the 122 South Michigan building. Thanks for listening. We hope to hear from you on the next Discover You.